نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. I announced this morning that we will not be having a program today. But there are a few minutes left still for Zuhr Salat. So something to follow up on what we were discussing yesterday. Yesterday I mentioned to you that what is deen? With Allah Ta'ala's fazal, an explanation was given of what is deen. So I mentioned that deen is the name of the hayat of one's heart. Deen jo hai, hayat-e-qalbi ka naam hai. When the heart becomes alive, then deen becomes alive in the person's life. If the heart is not alive, then deen doesn't come alive in the person's life. So this i'tikaf that you are making is actually to bring that hayat into the heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that he makes arrangements. Just as for the baby, Allah ta'ala has made arrangements that the blood of the mother's body is converted to milk. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has got a strange factory in which this conversion takes place. Now, up till now, science doesn't have any kind of answer to that, that how can milk be produced from blood? How can this conversion take place? And why is it that the mother only has milk at that time when she's got a baby? The rest of her life, where does the milk go then? Why doesn't science do something whereby they can produce milk all their life so that many other babies can be taken care of? So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nizam, it is his qudrat. Allah ta'ala wants to see that the person is nourished and sustained in this world too and in the akhirat too. Now for the sustenance of this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at the kind of arrangements that he made. That first of all, in the mother's stomach, that blood of menstruation became the means of sustaining that baby. That was turned and that became the means of sustaining the baby. There something comes to mind again which I mentioned. That there the connection was through the navel cord. The mouth was saved. Allah Ta'ala could have had the tube running through the mouth. But he did not have it running through the mouth. The blood does not go through the mouth. It goes through the navel cord. The umbilical cord. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected the mouth in the mother's stomach from the impure blood. Why? Because this person was going to grow up and then with this tongue of his he was going to recite the Quran Sharif. With this tongue of his he was going to make zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With this tongue of his, he was going to recite Durood Sharif. With this tongue of his, he was going to give da'wat ilallah. With this tongue of his, he was going to give speeches, bayans, waaz, nasihat, or speak such things which were in accordance with Sharia, the Quran and Sunnah. So the impurity was not allowed to go through the mouth. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected the mouth in that state from impurity, so then how can a person afterwards put impure things into his mouth? When he grows up, now he's putting impure, he's smoking, putting drugs, or taking dakha. or taking cocaine, or the person is indulging in any other kind of vice. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected this tongue, and now this person is engaging that tongue in all kinds of haram. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took care of that nourishment, or that baby was sustained in that particular manner. In the mother's stomach, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made that arrangement for sustaining the child. Now that the child is born, the requirement of the child is different. Now that the child is born, the child can't be running around everywhere with the umbilical cord or the navel cord attached to his body and getting sustenance. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's arrangement was that he converted now that blood into milk. And that is not just the milk, it is the jazbat, the feelings, the ilm, the taqwa, the piety. Everything that the mother has is coming now through the milk into the baby. Now it is a conversion of not only the blood into milk, that milk of the mother now is actually a passing on of her own character, her own akhlaq, her own morals, her own kayfiyat, her feelings, her ibadat, whatever she is doing, she is passing that on now to the child. So Allah Ta'ala protected the child in the mother's womb from the impure blood and did not allow it to go through the mouth, put it through the umbilical cord. And now that the child is born, there's a conversion now of that blood into milk. And as I said, that science up till now cannot produce a factory like that, where there is a conversion of the blood to milk. And again that question, that why is it that only when that mother is breastfeeding that child, that time she has sufficient milk. And after some time it dries up, and if there's no child, there's no milk. So that is the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So is that Allah who made the arrangement for the nourishment of the child in the mother's womb, and then made arrangement for the nourishment of the child as soon as it is born, and then again to suckle the milk, which university or which college or which school or which institution did the child go to learn how to suckle? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala again made that arrangement. That as soon as the child is born, the child takes to suckling just like as a duck takes to water. So that Allah Ta'ala who made arrangement for the child, the point that I'm emphasizing is this, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who made so much of arrangement for our physical bodies, so that our bodies may be nurtured, so that our bodies may be sustained, so that we may stay in good health, so that we may get the necessary requirements for the nourishment of this body, right from the time that the woman has conceived. So you think that Allah Ta'ala will not make those arrangements, or will not make that arrangement for our akhirat, where we are going to be living forever and ever, when he made so many different arrangements. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, just as he has made that arrangement for this world, that after some time now that the baby cannot remain attached to the mother's breast drinking milk, so the teeth which was not there when the child was born, because if it had teeth at that time it would have been a problem for the mother. So now Allah Ta'ala gives the child teeth. And now he can eat bread, and then after that milk and fish and meat and fruit and vegetables, and how many things the person eats after that. That his teeth fall off, eating and eating, the teeth fall off. But still he doesn't stop complaining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Say, khate khate unke daant ghis jate hai. Lekin uske baوجud Allah Ta'ala ki niamaton ka shukar wo ada nahi karta. بلکہ ناشکری ہی کرتا رہتا ہے. So then Allah Ta'ala makes that arrangement. So in the same way, this i'tikaf is an arrangement. Allah Ta'ala has made this kind of arrangement to bring that hayat-e qalbi which we are talking about. That hayat-e qalbi, that the life comes into the heart, so that life, deen comes into the life. Life comes into the heart so that deen comes into the life. Jab hayat e qalbi aayega, to phir deen tamam aza mein aayega. So to bring the deen into one's life, you have to have first deen in the heart. The heart has to come alive. So this i'tikaf is for that. Of the many things that I have mentioned, this is one of the major benefits of that, that Allah Ta'ala is making an arrangement for us, for our nourishment, just as He has made so much of arrangement for this world and for our physical bodies. In the same way, now this is the nourishment for the hereafter. Or it is a means of bringing that hayat. Just as that child in the mother's womb is being nourished, and hayat is coming in that child, that life is coming, and the child is growing, and the body parts are being formed, and then it reaches a completion stage, and then it comes into this world. In the same way, this person, by means of his i'tikaf now, and by means of that effort that he puts into bringing that life into the heart, deen into the heart, so slowly, gradually, now his hands, his feet, his eyes, his ears, everything is being formed. Now form doesn't mean physical shape it takes. Physical shape is there all the time. Now the ruhaniyat comes into that, so that he may become complete. And then just as a child comes into this world, in the same way now this person will go into the hereafter. But if that child was nourished properly, and the body parts were formed properly, then the child will perform all the functions of life properly. In the same way, by means of this ibadat and zikr and tilawat, and the fulfillment of the rights of every person, fulfilling the huquq of Allah Ta'ala and the huquq of His creation, then what is going to happen? That now that's a perfect and completion. That's perfection and completion. So that now when he goes into the hereafter, he can enjoy those ni'mats of the hereafter. Just as there were no teeth when he was born, because there was a need for him to drink milk. But afterwards, when there was a need for teeth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him teeth. So now just like that, now when this person is going to the hereafter, now to enjoy those ni'mats of the hereafter in Jannat, the person's body also will now be of a different capacity. There he won't get tired of eating just a little. He drinks a little and he says, my stomach is aching. He eats something, he says, this is not agreeing with me. Now there, Allah Ta'ala will provide for him a different kind of a body, where he will eat and eat and eat, and there will be no question of going toilet or anything of that nature. So this i'tikaf is a great ibadat. It is taking us out from the outside environment. We come into the masjid environment. And here under the wings of the angels which surround those who are reading the Quran Sharif and making zikr and making ibadat, the person is getting hayat-e qalbi. He's getting that life in his heart, that nuraniyat, that ruhaniyat, which is lacking today, and we don't even understand what it means. It seems to have disappeared from our dictionaries. We believe that deen is the name of speeches, that's all. In these days we think that deen, what is deen? The name of speeches. Give speeches on deen. Talk speeches upon speeches on taqwa. But what is taqwa? Speeches upon speeches on shukr and sabr and zuhad and qanaat. How many of us even know the definition of these terms today? So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given you an opportunity. You have secluded yourself in the masjid for a few days. So it doesn't mean that now you will be living in the masjid all your life. The car is sent to the garage, to the mechanic, for panel beating. So it's not to be kept there in the garage all the time. After the dents have been removed, then it's going to drive on the highway. So how well it goes on the highway will depend on how well it was repaired. How well that car will drive on the highway depends on how well that car was repaired in the garage. If the mechanic did a good job, and he repaired the car properly, and now he brought the car into showroom condition and the engine is now sound, then that car will drive at high speed on a national highway. But if that mechanic was an annadi, or he did not do a good job, or he put the wrong parts, or he did not really know what the fault was and he did not repair the fault, so now that car will cause accidents on the road. That is the reason why many people say that so and so sat in i'tikaf, but when he came out there's no change in his life. His wife is still complaining, his parents are complaining, his children are complaining, his customers are complaining, everybody is complaining. So you don't blame the i'tikaf for that. The person in the i'tikaf didn't make the effort to repair all the damage and to bring it into showroom condition and to make sure that that car will be able to travel on the highway with speed. So now that is all dependent on that person himself, how much of effort he puts into that i'tikaf. The more effort he is going to put, the more easier it is going to be for him to conduct his life as is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala outside. So this i'tikaf is merely a preparation for that life which we lead outside. But for repair to this damage which has taken place to our souls because of our indulgence in sins in abundance, we get this opportunity which Allah Ta'ala provides for a repair. That those sins which cause so much of dents on our spiritual heart, so now we try to remove them as much as we can. And we try to bring it in showroom condition so that when we are outside after the i'tikaf, then our transactions, our business deals, everything is now according to Sharia. So without any exaggeration, if a person truly and sincerely makes i'tikaf for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and he makes that effort in those 10 days, and when is i'tikaf also chosen? When is it sunnat-e-muakkada? For the last 10 days of Ramadan. Those 10 days regarding which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Laylatul Qadr is in one of the odd nights, or it could be in any of the last 10 nights, and those 10 nights which are the most precious of all nights of the year. So i'tikaf is chosen at that time so that you get the additional benefit, additional advantage, that it becomes easier to remove those dents from the heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your i'tikaf and accept your ibadat and your zikr and your tilawat, and may Allah ta'ala make it a means of the hidayat for ourselves and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.